WJTL with Citizen Way. Nothing ever could separate us. Matt Carney's Kings and Queens before that. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Your weather forecast for today. Clouds and rain this morning, turning windy, and the rain will end. High 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 30 for our winning Wednesday. Mostly sunny, windy, cold, high expected 39. And for Thursday afternoon into early evening, there is a chance of a wintry mix that includes some snow, some rain, some sleet. Currently, it's 41.
And our friends Jim and Jed and Weber are with us this morning with the cookie sale. And yes, the banner is at WJTL.com, by the way.
Folks, Fred fired up the interwebs and did it as I was standing here in front of him. It was amazing.
Yeah, pretty much we'll do anything for cookies. So.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. So we're talking about the cookie sale and how do you guys have a goal with how many people you want to feed this year?
We're looking at 5 million.
Yeah, if we sell out, we'll do 5 million. And I think we're looking at a sellout. Our only problem is, well, we have two tractor trailer loads of cookies. Although I don't want to overstate it, that both tractor trailers aren't full, but they couldn't fit them in one tractor trailer. So
how many cookies will you actually sell this year? Do you have an idea?
14.2 tons, I think I calculated last
year. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
And all the monies goes to the school feeding program.
Correct.
Across International.
Right. Correct. It's kind of a bonkers thing right now.
It is
nuts.
Bonkers. But you guys need help.
Yes.
Yeah, we need help. We need help putting the cookie trays together, and it's really a simple process. You put 8 cookies on the tray, you slide the tray down, someone else puts 8 cookies, slide the tray down, someone else puts 8 cookies, someone else puts Hershey Kisses on it, and then you wrap it up in plastic and you put it in a box.
Wow.
So
yeah.
It's
an assembly line. We just
The four of us could have done like dozens of them here this morning.
Yeah, while we're waiting.
We should have.
I was eating cookies instead of packing them.
One of my favorite things is when I see a first-year person show up and they come like with a spatula and a little apron with an elf on it or something very cute.
Oh,
they're like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, no.
We already have them baked.
We just...
Think sweatshop.
And only you and I are half-baked. The cookies are fully baked.
Yeah, they're fully
there
baked.
There you go. Yeah, we did. And it's kind of... There was a time where people did bring spatulas and it did
sure.
work. But
yes.
Instead of using spatulas, we use forklifts now. Like, things are coming in on pallets and... And, yeah, I mean, we have two pallets that are 4 feet high, and they're just the plates that the cookies are going on.
So if folks want to help, what do they do?
They can get on our website again, thecookiesale.com, and we have a button that says help.
Whoa. They got to go to WJTL. You just did all that work.
Oh, yeah,
you
got to WJTL.com.
Like, that was wonderful. Like, you know. So
I should have had it up there before.
And then click on the help package button, and we have the locations where we have actually – we have three now.
Mm-hmm.
We have three sites, packaging sites, so we need it. And so you can go to whichever site you're interested in and sign up for the time. Just click on the time that works for you. Put the amount of people you're going to bring with you. Make it a party. Come on out.
So we've been doing this for 20 years. Have you ever calculated how many meals over the 20 years combined?
No, I haven't.
I don't
like looking over a shoulder too much.
Well, I know, but I just... I'm
thinking...
Yeah, I know.
I'm
know?
Thinking a rough estimate from like the 3.6 from last year. I'm thinking it's probably about 17 million meals.
Wow.
Because it kind of like was doubling there for a while
And it gets
every
the
year,
kids to go to
so.
School
yes.
because that's where they get the meals.
Yeah,
correct.
You know what's really cool? I went to Haiti to look in on a couple schools, and there's this one school... last year where I actually saw a kid, and I hate to say it, but I saw a kid starve to death. So they brought a kid in, they just couldn't save him, and that was that. But anyway, I went back this year, and the kids didn't look good. They were very food insecure, the whole nine yards. I went back this year, and the kids were fed every day with the proceeds of cookie sale, and they were learning, and everyone was motivated, was going the right way. And now this year, I'm going to advance that school. I'm getting some help, and it's a program in Stanford University called Design Thinking. Like, it's cool for them to learn math, and it's cool for them to learn science, but implementing it is a different thing. So they take these kids, and they solve problems using design thinking, and, you know, things like, why is this rice field working, and why is this one not? And there's tons of problems. Why is there litter everywhere? And these kids are gonna analytically
solve
come
them.
Up with ideas and solve
mm-hmm.
problems
yeah.
in fifth and sixth grade. So it's going to be kind of a cool – and
right.
We're going to pump extra funds into that school and see how it works. And if the prototype works, it really could make a difference past feeding the kids. Like, because, you know, it's cool to feed them, but we got to get to that next level where they can sustain. But, you know, Fred, you know me a long time. I mean, I'm probably the prototype for entrepreneur. And I'm sitting in Haiti and saying, if I was here, I don't think I could make money. Like, there's that's a bad. No one has any money to do. So
there's nothing. You how can you sell?
How can you sell when nobody can buy?
So well, yeah. So you know, we're working on some export options and some things like that that we're going to be doing. But the reality is, you know, we need to continue to not just feed these kids, but kind of come up with a better way. So if we can make the rice field better, if we can make it, you know, more people, if we can take that. That area out there that has just weeds and make that a cornfield, or if we can do something with that, or if these, and it's actually going to start with, like, you know, the top grades, and then their parents are going to kind of get together and work it and do the whole thing. So it's kind of going in a real positive way past just these kids are starving and now they're going to be fed. So we'll have to see what happens.
Well, we love the cookie sale. We want you to get involved. Get your church involved. If you want to get involved packing, do that too. Go to WJTL.com, click on the banner, or 1-866-COOKIE-9. Give a call today and be involved. We've loved seeing what God has done through you guys,
well,
through this.
And we love you guys because we know we're about half as big or a quarter of as big as we are if it isn't for WJTL. So
well, our listeners getting on board, and folks like Kathy Rosado getting on board and, being a part.
We love Kathy.
We all love Kathy and her heart to jump on board. And
she's
and
always bringing her kids and showing them what's out there.
Little,
you know?
Little ball of rock and roll there.
Yeah. Totally. So be a part today. We'd love for you to join in the process and get many little Kathy Rosados joining in too.
Yeah, yes, we really do need, we need about 60, 70 more people. So if you have a family, and kids are cool, like if they're five or six, that's cool. You know, any lower or younger than that, you probably should be working next to someone or you know, bringing toys for them if they're, you know. But it's a fast process, but, you know, five or six. And the sense of accomplishment is enormous because you'll work for a couple of hours and you'll say, wow, there's $90,000 worth of cookie trays.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, guys, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
We love having you. Back to the music we go. This is Switchfoot. Love Alone is Worth the Fight. Hey, check it out, the cookie sale at WJTL.com. Click on the banner and get involved. Thanks for tuning in to FM 90.3 WJTL.